There's a browser that's become very popular called Tor, and it has some legitimate uses, some illegitimate uses. And what it does is it masks the identity of a user's computer when he or she's visiting a website. So in a lot of cases, it's become popular among criminals who are hacking, trading pirated material. And in a lot of cases that law enforcement has been interested in child pornography. So we've seen a couple of cases now recently where the FBI, Homeland Security, and others have been able to basically lift up this, get around this sort of cloak of anonymity and manage to identify certain alleged criminals. They're usually doing that, though, not by finding some technical way through this software, but by exploiting mistakes that users make. And some of those mistakes are highly technical. But in a lot of ways, you know, it's applying, you know, old-fashioned police work to a very new technology here. I think at the beginning, this browser was sort of a dead end for investigators. They would see that someone was using it, and they would say, you know, that's a black box. We can't figure out who's on the other end, and that would be the end of the investigation. Now, though, they've spent time, including spent time talking to some of the people who work on Tor. It's a nonprofit group that runs the source code, and they've learned that there are lots of vulnerabilities that they didn't know about, because if someone is very, very careful, they can pretty much hide their identity through this thing. But if they're not, then they can usually make a mistake. And there are cases where even very sophisticated users, very sophisticated hackers, have eventually slipped up.